The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every Tuesday, we check in with Congressman William Timmons for our Tuesday with Timmons. Good morning, Congressman. How are you, sir?
Joey, good morning. I'm in South Carolina for now. I got to go back up to D.C. shortly, but being in South Carolina, I am wonderful.
Well, that is great. Glad you're safe. What a different conversation we're having this week as opposed to our last visit last week. Let's talk for a minute about the incident at the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday. Where were you when Capitol Police said that you guys would need to evacuate?
Well, first, it was so kind of you to check in with me, make sure we were doing all right. I had a couple hundred text messages and phone calls from people in 4th District just checking in, making sure our team up there was okay. And we were safe. We were in the office. We actually got we got evacuated twice. The first time we got evacuated was because there was a pipe bomb found near the office that we were in. It was right next to the Capitol Hill Club, and I'm in the Cannon House office building, so they evacuated our building. And then we were allowed to go back, and after the Capitol was stormed, we were evacuated again. We spent a couple hours barricaded in the office as instructed. I was not on the floor. I was not in the Capitol, but we saw the law enforcement. Many of them had been tear gassed and had been beaten, and it was a very chaotic scene. Truly an incredibly sad day for our country.
Yeah, that it was. So did you know what was happening? I mean, as you were in your office and as you said, barricaded over there, did you have any idea of exactly what was going on, or were you getting the information just like the rest of us watching it on the networks?
I probably had a little bit more information. We had emails coming from the Capitol Police to try to keep us updated on what they wanted us to do. Obviously, they were literally fighting a battle on multiple fronts. They were trying to make sure that all the members were safe, while also members and staff and all the personnel on the Hill were safe, and then also try to retake the Capitol. The fact that we lost the Capitol is just the most shocking thing I've ever seen in my life. And there's a lot of blame to go around, and people are tossing blame everywhere. But I think that the bulk of that blame needs to go on the leadership of the Capitol Police that's responsible for protecting the Capitol, because I don't care how many people are trying to get in, and I don't care how well equipped they are, they shouldn't be able to get in the Capitol. The Capitol, yeah. It's the seat of the government of the United States, and it is just shocking that a group of people were able to break into it. It really is just, we're going to get to the bottom of it, I can promise you that.
Yeah. Well, and that leads me to another question. The thought occurred to me last night. I was reading the article where I think it was 7 Capitol Police were suspended as they're investigating what happened, because it appears that some of them voluntarily let some of the demonstrators into the Capitol. Now, you know, you can make the argument, well, it's the people's house, you know, it's our house and all. I get that. But there's certain sections of the U.S. Capitol that are off limits to the public in certain situations. So, you know, it begs the question. So if you were a demonstrator, and I've heard stories of you know, people who were there, and evidently the police just opened the doors and let them come in. So if that's the case, can they be charged with breaking and entering?
Joey, this is going to take weeks and weeks to get to the bottom of what happened. Luckily, we have incredible amounts of camera footage, social media, video footage. We're going to get to the bottom of this. It's just going to take a ton of time. And, you know, speaking of how long it's going to take for us to figure out exactly what happened, Speaker Pelosi and the House Democrats have scheduled a vote tonight on a resolution demanding the vice president use the 25th Amendment to unseat the President of the United States. And if he doesn't do that in 24 hours, we vote on articles of impeachment tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think everyone can agree that the president has some culpability in creating the situation that allowed this to occur. But at the end of the day, these people broke in to the Capitol. They breached our barricades. They breached the halls. He never said to do that. And
right.
So, you know, he probably could have handled the hours. It was happening better, and maybe the hours before, but he didn't break any laws. And if he wants to be mad about the election, that's his prerogative. And you know, I do not believe that what he did comes even anywhere close to an impeachable offense. And the fact that we don't even know what happened.
Yeah.
So you know, we have no idea what happened, but we're going to vote to impeach him tomorrow. It's a waste of time.
We know how the vote's going to fall. It'll fall down party lines. We also know that it'll never go anywhere in the Senate. There won't be a trial there, at least not before the inauguration. I mean, you know, they're suggesting, well, we'll try him afterwards. But it's a complete waste of time. There's so much more important work that you guys need to be handling.
Well, not to mention the fact that while certain Capitol Police officers may have done something they shouldn't have done, and while their leadership is certainly going to be held to account, you know, 99% of Capitol Police literally were put into a war zone and did everything they could and did the best job they could. And they acted courageously and heroically. And those men and women are about to be thrown back into the fire. And
right.
We're going to bring all the members back. And you know, we weren't supposed to come back until the 21st, but now we're going to bring all the members back, and they have air marshals meeting us at the airport and escorting us. You saw what happened to Senator Graham. I mean,
yep.
we need to take a breath. We need calm. We do not need to stir the pot. We do not need to create another situation that can possibly become unsafe. So
yeah.
It's just really irresponsible. And anyways.
Yeah.
Well, 2021, I mean, Joey, I'm telling you, we complained about 2020 forever. I'll take 2020 all day. Let's go back.
Back in the good old days. I mean, my goodness, what a way to start the year for sure. I mean, and I don't expect you to know the answer to this, but I mean, truly, what is Nancy Pelosi thinking? Is her hatred of Donald Trump just so much that she just has to get one last dig in before he leaves office?
Joey, they were talking about impeaching him immediately before he got sworn in.
Right.
They were literally talking about impeaching him for years. And then they're talking about impeachment, and they found something. Oh, we could use that. And it was ridiculous. I mean, you know, and so ultimately it was unsuccessful. And I think that she just in her core just loathes the president, just
yeah.
absolutely hates him. And
yep.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, he doesn't make it easy with his mean tweets, but you know, now we need calm in our country. We need to move forward, and we need to start working on getting past COVID. We got to figure out what we're going to do with our nearly $30 trillion of debt. We got to talk about healthcare, how we're going to change our healthcare system, and, you know, Social yeah. Security and immigration. We got a lot of problems, and, you know, this is not helping.
There's so many issues that you guys should be addressing, and to throw another impeachment in, it's just absurd. Quickly, you mentioned the president's tweets. What's your take on all of the social media platforms, you know, banning people, you know, trying to silence conservatives?
It's one of the more troubling things that I've ever seen in my life. You know, it is very, 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 very concerning that these big technology companies are using their businesses, using their platforms in this manner, and I can promise you we'll be looking into it. It's interesting. I mean, I don't think they appreciate what they're doing, because there's bipartisan agreement that it's unacceptable. You know, I don't agree with President Obama very often, but, you know, he believes that we should repeal Section 230. And, you know, I borderline think they should be regulated like a utility, like a water or a power company.
Right.
I mean, you know, so we got to figure out what to do, but what's going on right now is unacceptable.
Yep. I would agree with you on that for sure. Congressman, I'm glad you're safe. See if you can get them to go to work up there, get something done, tackle some of the important issues, please.
I will do my best, Joey. Thanks for checking in again last Wednesday, and good to be with you this morning.
All right, sure thing. We'll check in with you again next week. Congressman William Timmons, be safe.